Our journey began with a question: how do we create a functional space that allows for the House of Assembly staff and Parliament to use it temporarily, and at the same time, preparing for the eventual use as a student hostel? Not an easy task. The answer eventually became this building that we see here today. This building was designed and all technical drawings developed by Mr. Alistair Brung, architect, and Mr. Jared Francis, civil technician. We were the staff from the Ministry of Transport and Works tasked with the responsibility of designing and developing technical drawings needed to move the process forward. Our first action was to internalize information presented to us and guided from the various government departments. An important part of architecture is not only listening, but also observation. To that end, a team from the Ministry of Works and the House of Assembly led a mission to Trinidad and Tobago and Dominica to observe the design and function and operations of our fellow parliaments in the Caribbean community. Armed with that relevant data, work commenced and the design eventually proceeded. To all other government departments involved in making sure this project became a success, we thank you.